This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
So obviously on days like today, we go all in on the debate analysis, and unlike any other show out there, you not only learn, but you laugh. And the reason why I can make you laugh is because none of these candidates can get elected president. That is the point. Well, none of them who could actually win the nomination can get elected president. The panic over Elizabeth Warren is because they know that she can't. So could somebody still jump in the race? Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It's just the problem is that her supporters are very passionate, and they'll be very angry if it looks like the Democrats are trying to play games and keep America's mother-in-law out of the race. That's why I think it's pretty much a done deal. She'll be the nominee, and Donald Trump will win with at least a 40-state landslide, 358 electoral votes, 352 electoral votes. I mean, Moody's has it in that ballpark. So that's why I can make jokes, because I'm not worried about this. I know some get upset. You know, you might be one of those people, I can't take it. It's too scary. No, it's not scary, because they really don't have a chance of winning. And the more we can mock it, then the more people open their eyes to what's actually going on. You know what I mean? The more I can mock the hypocrisy and the outrageousness of their ideas, the more I think people can go, all right, you know what? You're right. That's how I look at it. And that's why I think humor is such an effective tool with these matters. On that point, last night, they tried to bring down America's mother-in-law. They really did. They tried to stop him. Of course, it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work for her, because she's got a lot of momentum right now. And after that, MSNBC was annoyed with Elizabeth Warren a little bit. They love Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigiegity. Cut 13.
The thing that Pete has going for him, not only a strong debate performance, he's got money. And I do think that Elizabeth seemed a little put off by, she's going to have to get used to there's going to be incoming if you're the front runner. I thought she seemed a little petulant at times when she was being challenged.
You think, Stop it right there now.
Have you ever thought to yourself, my mother-in-law is a little bit petulant? Yes, you have. 100% of us who have mothers-in-law have thought that, right? I mean, come on, right? Petulant is the exact word. You may not have used that word, but you know that that's true, right? There's a little bit going. See, that's why she's America's mother-in-law. Oh, a little petulant.
Oh, wow. Nobody can cut through you like another woman can. Oh, my Lord.
Right?
They are so rough on one another.
Let's hear. Actually, we have that exchange, right? This is Elizabeth Warren. This is petulant Elizabeth Warren and America's mother-in-law, as America's mother-in-law, and Pete Buttigieg last night. This is the exchange. Go ahead. Cut six.
Yes. Senator Warren, you've proposed some sweeping plans: free public college, free universal child care, eliminating most Americans' college debt. And you've said how you're going to pay for those plans, but you have not specified how you're going to pay for the most expensive plan, Medicare for all. Will you raise the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
So how? I have made clear what my principles are here. Uh-oh. And that is, costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations, and for hardworking middle class families, costs will go down. You know, the way I see this is, I have been out all around this country. I've done 140 town halls now, been to 27 states and Puerto Rico. Shoot, I've done 70,000 selfies, which must be the new measure of democracy. And this gives people a chance to
come up and talk to me. Wow, that joke killed. She killed it with that joke.
Oh, my God.
Man. She'll be here all week at parks.
If you've been diagnosed with MS, but what you shouldn't have to worry about is how you're going to pay for your health care after that.
Senator Warren, to be clear, Senator Sanders acknowledges he's going to raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all. You've endorsed his plan. Should you acknowledge it too?
So the way I see this, it is about what kinds of costs middle-class families are going to face. So let me be clear on this. Costs will go up.
Now, I stopped it last night, too. I paused the debate with the little clicker, and I said, whatever somebody says, let me be clear, they are lying. Let me be clear is, let me lie my ass off to you so that I can try to get out of this question. All right, that's what the translation for "let me be clear" is in Cherokee. Go ahead, please. Fake
big
Cherokee.
Corporations and for middle class families, they will go down. I will not sign a bill into law that does not.
Because you won't
lower
be president. That's why you won't sign
families.
A bill into law.
Mayor Buttigieg, you say Senator Warren has been, quote, evasive about how she's going to pay for Medicare for All. What's your response? Yeah.
Well, we heard it tonight. A yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer. Look, this is why people here in the Midwest are so frustrated with Washington in general and Capitol Hill in particular. Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this. No plan has been laid out to explain how a multi-trillion dollar hole in this Medicare for All plan that Senator Warren is putting forward mm-hmm. is supposed to get filled in. And the thing is, right. we really can deliver health care for every American and move forward with the boldest, biggest transformation since the inception of Medicare itself. But the way to do it without a giant multi-trillion dollar hole and without having to avoid a yes or no question is Medicare for all who want it. We take a version of Medicare, we let you access it if you want to, and if you prefer to stay on your private plan, you can do that too. That is what most Americans want. Medicare for all who want it, trusting you to make the right decision for your health care and for your family, and it can be delivered
Thank you, Mayor.
Without an increase
Senator,
on middle
your
class
response?
Taxes.
So let's be clear. Whenever someone hears the term Medicare for all.
Whenever someone hears the term, let's be clear, they know that the person saying it is about to lie.
Can be delivered
Thank you, Mayor.
Without an increase
Senator,
on middle
your
class
response.
Taxes.
So let's be clear. Whenever someone hears the term Medicare for all who want it, understand what that really means. It's Medicare
yes,
for
talk
all
down to
who
us
can
like
afford
idiots.
It. And that's the problem we've got. Medicare for all is the gold standard. It is the way we get health care coverage for every single American, including the family whose child's been diagnosed with cancer, including the person who's
right.
just
Go
gotten
with the
an
children.
MS diagnosis.
Right. Right. Right.
That's
right.
how we make sure that everyone gets health care. We can pay for this. I've laid out the basic principles.
Go ahead.
Costs are going to go up. For the wealthy, they're going to go up for big corporations.
How?
They will not go
no,
up
not,
for
no,
middle-class
no,
families, and I will not sign a bill into law that raises their costs, because costs are what people care about. I've been studying this, you know, for the biggest part of my
life. Thank you, Senator.
Have you talked down to us idiots who haven't studied this? Go ahead, please.
People are wrong when they say that what they want is a choice. And the choice of Medicare for all who want it, which is affordable for everyone because we make mm-hmm. sure that the subsidies are in place, allows you to get that health care. It's just better than Medicare for all, whether you want it or not. And I don't understand why you believe the only way to deliver affordable coverage to everybody
her,
is to obliterate private plans, kicking 150 million Americans off of their insurance in four
right.
short years when we could achieve that same big, bold goal. And once again, we gotta be president. We're competing to be president for the day after Trump. Our country will be horrifyingly polarized, even more than now.
Right.
After everything we've been
right.
through,
right.
after
right.
everything we are about to go through, this country
so
will
be
even
clear.
More divided. Why unnecessarily divide this country over health care when there's a better
thank,
way to deliver
you,
coverage
Mayor.
For
And then she was going to be clear again and lie her ass off. So that's the exchange. Petulant, condescending. Look, I've studied this, and you idiots have no idea because you're not nearly as smart as me.
Hey, a really short clip. Bernie Sanders wanted to get in on this, too. We have a really short clip of him,
okay,
if you want to hear that.
Somebody
yes,
who wrote the damn
okay.
bill, as I said. Let's be clear. Under the Medicare for All bill that I wrote, premiums are gone. Copayments are gone.
Is that pink elephant in the corner gone? Yes.
Out of pocket expenses
when is that
gone.
Guy going away?
We're
going
to do better than the Canadians do, and that is what they have managed to do.
Also, I'm going to declare war against Canada. Their bacon is not real bacon.
It is appropriate to acknowledge that taxes will go up. They're going to go up significantly for the wealthy.
And everybody knows everybody. We're all raising taxes up here. At least I'm being honest about it.
Substantially less than what they were paying for premiums and out-of-pocket expenses.
All right. I'm going to go and hydrate a little bit. This LSD is really, my electrolytes are crashing. Sorry, Dawn. I apologize. I keep making all these inappropriate comments today, and you're just trying to do the news. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.